Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's get to know everybody. What do you do every day here at this job that you wish could be automated?
Oh, mine's
I don't
easy.
Even know what that means.
Like, what part of the job do you wish could be automated? You said yours is easy.
Mine's is so easy. Just running the cameras. Like, I wish that it was kind of like Skype, you know, or Zoom. Whenever somebody talks, it just goes to them.
They do have that technology now.
Like, we should do that, because right now I'm going to you and then I'm going to me because I'm talking. And when you say something, I'm going to click your camera and I'm going to go to you. And I've got it down like pretty good, but I wish it was just automated.
It'd be funny if you were at home when the kids talk, you felt like you were pushing buttons naturally. We're like, because some people answer the phones here and they go home and answer by phone show. And they're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But your family, you're just always pushing. Amy, what do you got?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think of what I would want automated. I feel like I wish someone could go to the bathroom for me.
Okay.
You do go a lot.
That's yeah, but good. I don't want any part automated because I want the... I get Eddie's part. That makes sense. But if I'm talking a lot, like, I like the organic. Like, if it's automated, then I miss out on the joke or the fun part of that. Or
I would have some automate my commercials. I sit up here and read commercials galore.
Oh, yeah.
Before the show, commercials and like station liners, and
there you go.
They're needed, but I do that. I pack it every single day that I read, so that would be
you have
good
the most,
for me to automate. Yeah, lunchbox.
I mean, it's get me to work, drive me to work. That'd be great. Or is someone could feed me automatically, just like when I'm hungry, I just open my mouth and they feed me or pour my water in. Amazing.
I think that's a servant. I think what we're trying to get done is our job. Because you don't already have that happen where somebody drives you, a human drives you, so you want to get that automated.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I guess someone could just, I don't know what I have automated because.
Or is it you don't know what automated means?
It's something that would be done automatically.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a computer would actually do it, or a robot.
Well, I mean, if I had it automated, then they would just talk for me, but then I would get bored. Because I like talking.
What if they talk to all your friends on Facebook that you do during the show all day? And like they kept them all talking.
Well, then I wouldn't have real connections with my friends. I don't like that. I don't want to lose that.
That's fair enough. All right. Glad everybody's here. Let's go. We had a good show today. Appreciate it. You can email us at any time. If people will try to call the phones, you can leave voicemail. But you can also email us, especially for the mailbag that we have coming up in just a minute. Hey, Morgan, that email address is what?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Over the last 6 months, I've been working on healthier ways to relax during my downtime. And one of them is staying home instead of going out. I've tried a lot of different stuff, yoga, watching movies, but video games is what I've been drawn to. My wife is now less than pleased, mostly because she says it's a kid's habit. So I decided to put together a list of less healthy things I could be doing. Drinking, drugging, gambling, cheating, etc.
Yeah.
When I presented this list to her, it had the exact opposite effect from the point I was trying to get across. How can I defuse the situation? Signed, Gregory the Gamer. So what I don't hear here is he's playing way too much games. It's just his wife doesn't like it because it's a kid, hobby. But it's not a kid hobby, though. Like, I don't know who he's playing with. I don't play with kids. We played two games. Madden, it's me and all my buddies. And NBA basketball, it's me and all my buddies. I like it because I don't have to think about anything but that. It's how I literally stop the gears from grinding, is playing Madden or playing 2K. It's really the only thing I got. Even when I play golf, I hate myself. Because I'm like, I bet this shot's going to suck. Dang it, I'm right. I hate me. So it's fun. I like to compete, but it's the kid. It's just not a kid's. And I hate to say pull up like a study on most men are 41 who game, but then you just, it's just lame to do that. I would just encourage her to listen to your needs, which are you need to be able to shut it down for a bit of time. This is the best, even though she may not think that it is that of an intelligent adult. That's okay. You're not spending too much time doing it. I think that's a different factor. If like you're neglecting your kids, if you're neglecting going to work. But if it's a kid's hobby, you should even do, you could teach her a lesson.
What would that be?
Do even more kids to get even kiddier.
No.
Like start playing Candyland all day just to show her. Like get kids games, like fill the house with nothing but like stuff for toddlers. Watch Bluey.
You're watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah, yeah. And be like, what do you think about this? Is this kid enough for you?
YouTube Kids.
Yeah, all day long. Because then she's going to go from that's kidsy to thinking that's creepy. And explain to her that it doesn't matter what it is. This is what helps you. If that doesn't work, you have to go into hiding and set up a screen at work.
Oh, man.
What? No, you should be. No, you want to be in a relationship. Yeah.
But you're not having an affair. You're
just playing video games.
You're playing Call of Duty. Yeah. That's it. Go ahead.
No, I just think, yeah, you want to be in a relationship where you get to do things that you really want to do as long as it's something safe and okay, like a video game. I feel bad that she's kind of put a label on it. I think I used to be that way. I used to think that about y'all, but I get it now. And I think that as long as it's not unhealthy.
Well, sometimes I play too long, but again.
Well, that's annoying. But I mean, I don't think it's a childish thing anymore.
How do you get it now? Like, what happened?
I guess y'all just convinced me that it is a way that you connect.
We also keep
relax.
Up with our friends.
Exactly. I think that part's cool.
Guys have a tough time at like reaching out and just checking in because it's like this whole masculinity thing. But if you're like, let's play Madden, and you're like, oh, you suck. Oh, yeah, by the way, how's the wife? How's everything?
Yeah.
It does give you that ramp to not feeling at what society has called lame, if you're a dude.
Yeah.
Although society has called video games lame, so you're picked. Average gamer is 35.
Oh.
Average age of a gamer, 35.
Yeah. Probably what else has changed is I've tried to play video games with my son, which, yeah, he's a kid, but still, it's difficult.
But he loves that.
What?
When mom wants to play video games with him.
He does. Like, he invites me to play. But what I mean is, like, I feel like it exercises parts of your brain. Like, it takes coordination. Exactly. And
do you hear that, Caitlin?
Listen to this.
All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy's a bit fascinated with the fact that Morgan's dude, he's not your boyfriend yet, right?
No, he's not.
But the dude that she's dating could possibly be living a double life. Amy's even found an article.
Oh, good.
That's how you can tell if someone lives a double life.
Oh. Good because research, Amy.
It's we call him man in uniform, and at times he'll just be gone for a few weeks. And Amy's like, I think he's living a double life, meaning he has a whole other family, other girlfriend, wife somewhere else. So how many points do you have over there you'd like to make to her?
There's about five.
Okay, go ahead. Number one.
Mm-hmm. So they're often away from home.
Okay.
For example, they take regular weekends or long weeks away for work reasons, which...
Got it. Morgan's true or false?
Yeah, he travels a lot for work. Never the same place.
And they never invite you along.
Do you ever get invited?
Well, no, not yet. We've only...
There's often an innocent explanation.
Okay.
Very
I mean,
innocent.
He works.
Yeah. Okay. They have unusual boundaries.
Like
refusing to add you on social media or not allowing you to meet their family, friends, or colleagues.
Well, the family friend stuff hasn't happened yet. We're not there, but he followed me on social media already.
Mm. He followed you. Did you follow him?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Their stories don't add up.
I wouldn't say that because
I know I'm probably going to go unfollow him now just for the sake of the
segment. Him. I would unfollow him now and then tell him, like, hey, I get. But then he's going to be like, she's living double life.
Yeah. Right. Now it's back on me.
All right, go ahead.
Their stories don't add up.
How the addition of his stories?
No, I mean, he's like FaceTiming me at night and stuff, so I don't see.
Wait, he is?
Yeah. Like, not right now.
When he's
been gone in the beginning of our relationship.
No, when he's living this life.
That's what I was going to say. I was confused.
Wait, how many weeks have you known him?
It's been a little over a month.
And then how many of those weeks has he been gone?
Just, this is the first time he's been gone like this. He's been gone one other week.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
That's been 4 weeks total, and he's been gone like two of them?
Yeah.
What? I'm not going to be mad at a guy working.
Exactly. I don't think he's living a double life.
No, he's talking to me that whole time.
2 weeks. They've known each other.
He may have a job that has him gone 2 weeks.
They're extremely protective of their devices.
No.
Okay.
He's hardly even on his.
She didn't even see him. How would he be?
Exactly. So he has it away. I'm just kidding.
He's not allowed to use his devices.
And then they avoid simple questions.
No, he's been pretty detailed in his answers about his life.
Like, too detailed?
No. Yep. Amy, you can't do one way and then go the other.
Well, that's nothing. I got a message, though, that said, this is about Amy. Amy, what about going on a date with Kenny Chesney? I was getting those vibes throughout the interview. When we had Kenny in here?
Oh, is that because my face turned red about something?
The island, Amy? That beach life?
Whoa. Is that what you're looking for?
Amy, if Kenny hit you up, would you want a date with him?
No.
What?
You're saying no?
He's not going to hit me.
No, that's not what I said.
That's not that question.
Okay, well, I'll just go ahead and it wouldn't happen.
If he's on the line one right now and he said, Amy, and let's go on a date to the beach, what would you say?
Thank you, Kenny.
You say no.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't think that I'm his type.
That's not what I said.
Oh, my gosh, Amy, play the game.
Are you saying no?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. No, Kenny.
So you're saying no to a date with Kenny Chesney?
He's not asking me out.
But if he did?
You were out of your mind.
Okay. So yeah, you would go on a date.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Well, which one is it? I can't decide.
Amy, you live in a double life. I'm confused.
What's our age difference, me and Kenny?
Who cares?
Who cares?
What do you think? I'm just going to go out with Kenny because he's rich and successful? And
no, because
I would. Kenny, ask me out. I'm married. I'll still go out with you. He's 56. 56. That's not crazy.
56. Okay. Yeah, I'm 43.
Would you go on a date with Kenny Chesney?
Wow, he looks good for 56.
Oh, there it is.
That 13 years apart.
Would you go on a date with Kenny Chesney? I don't even know if he has a girlfriend.
No, because I have so many questions.
That's not the question. You can ask him on the date. So you're saying no. You're flat turning him down.
Yeah, I'd be like, Kenny.
No.
What happened
are you yes
with
or no?
Renee Zellweger?
Are you yes or no? Kenny Chesney. He'd be like, no. Amy, what happened with your ex?
Oh.
No, but I was married 17 years. He was married like 17 hours.
Exactly.
So
I'd be more scared of the second one.
Real?
Yeah.
The 17 hours.
No, sorry. First one. So you're saying no to Kenny Chesney?
He's not asking me out.
If he did, what would you say?
It's so weird to say yes to somebody that hasn't ever asked you out. I'm
so that's
weird.
A yes.
But
she's
we're
saying
asking.
Yes.
Okay. I know I'm being really difficult right now, but I'm.
The answer is?
No, I'm going to get ahead of it and say no.
Okay.
You're
she
out of
said
your mind.
No. She turned down Kenny Chesney.
That's
put that article.
I didn't.
Amy turns down Kenny Chesney.
No, okay. It's awkward.
That's so dumb.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week in Manoa, Hawaii, William's out with his family getting some treats for his dog. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Little Sparky wants a treat. When he notices, hey, that apartment's on fire. Hey, Sparky, you save your treats for later. I got to go rescue him. He starts banging on the door, kicks the door open, and gets two people out of the apartment.
They were in there. Man, I always say it's a commitment to kick in a door.
Oh, yeah.
Especially a door that ain't yours. Because you're going, okay, I think this is a fire. I think it's bad. You kick it in. All of a sudden, it's shish kebab day. You feel pretty stupid.
Luckily, he's a volunteer firefighter for some energy services in Hawaii. And that's why he knew how to act and determine what's safe, what's not safe. And he says he's not a hero, just doing his duty.
Well, that is actually his duty. But he was off the clock, so he's kind of still a hero.
He's a hero.
Or is his duty heroic? I would say it is.
Have you guys ever kicked a door?
It's open? Hard. It's really hard.
I was going to ask if you knew how.
Well, yeah, I only know how because your husband.
He taught you?
What did he say?
Him. well. Him and his one of his best friends, who
they also had to do it once.
They had to kick in a door, and they didn't expect the door to be kicked so cleanly open if you kick it in the exact right spot.
Oh.
And they did, and boom, the door was kicked wide open. That's what I learned from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should try that.
If you kick it in the right spot, as long as it's not, like, bolted. If it's bolted, your knee's going to hurt. You can't kick it.
Yeah.
But you can kick through some doors if you kick it in the right spot.
Yeah, I always find it interesting how cops kick, like, facing forward. I would think it'd be better to turn your back and kick
like
the
donkey
door.
It?
Like a yeah.
I don't think you can be as accurate with a donkey kick.
And you don't want to kick it open with your back to the suspect, probably.
That's probably good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you're right. You could probably get some good power out of that. But how I learned was forward in the real spot, the right spot to kick it. And that they've done it before and they didn't mean for it to be kicked open. They were practicing on somebody's house. Oh, boom! It went right out. Amy, you know the story.
Yeah, I do. I remember now. I think it, well, I feel like it involved.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, that's it.
And I'm going to tell you, I read that on KHON 2 News.
Good job sourcing that. We ain't getting sued today, are we? That's good news.
Nice work, man.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Maybe you've never tried therapy. Maybe you felt like, I don't know, therapy's not for me because I don't know anything about it. Like, I felt that because that's how I felt too. I just kind of stumbled into it once. And I was like, let me see what this is all about. And I can tell you that for me, as someone who, you know, if it's trust issues, if it's whatever trauma that we have that we've lived through that we're here now, like sometimes we just have to identify that. And it starts to explain why we react to certain things the way we do. Therapy's awesome for that. And it could be your social battery. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe you need to recharge. Maybe it's a bit of self-awareness that you need. Again, for me, therapy has been a game changer. So I'm going to tell you, I love therapy. It is hard, but it is worth it. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You fill out this brief questionnaire. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, but if you've never done therapy, or if you have, it's amazing because of how easy it is to do. Just turn your camera on, or don't. There's also a messaging option there. You know, find your sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Bobby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Bobby. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's play the Bobby Feud. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on social media, who is the best musical duo? Think about that. Mike's going to roll the dice. We'll see who goes first. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on social media, who is the best musical duo? Maddie, you have a chance to win $20 here.
Okay. This is tough, dude.
Yeah, it's really hard.
1 through 10, 10 answers on the board. Eddie, you're up first. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the obvious, Dan and Shay.
Show me Dan and Shay. Number 3 answer. Nice job for 3 points. Next.
Florida Georgia Line?
FGL. Number 5.
Wow. Oh, this one just came to me, dude.
Yep.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yep.
Number 1. So far, you have 1, 3, and 5. There are still 7 answers on the board.
Give me Montgomery Gentry.
Show me Montgomery Gentry.
Correct.
It's 1. Amy, we're coming over to you. He's got 1 strike. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on social media. Who's the best musical duo?
The Judds.
Show me the Judds. Number 10 answer.
That's so good.
Have yourself 10 points.
Oh.
Are we doing only 10?
Okay, then.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Let's see. We did FGL. Okay.
Best musical duo, 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Maddie and Tay.
Show me Maddie and Tay.
Ah!
Lunchbox, you're going last here in round number 1. There are still 6 answers on the board.
Yeah. Give me Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. No. All right, points are doubled for round 2.
Aren't they like the biggest?
No, far from it. Famous, not the biggest. Eddie.
Oh, man, it's tough. I feel like there aren't a lot out there.
Well, I've got 6 more that say you're wrong.
Give me Simon and Garfunkel.
Show me Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah!
Number 7 answer worth 14 points.
Wow. All right. Okay, I think I'm on a roll now. Give me Wham.
Wham.
Is that two?
Yeah, it's 2 of them, right?
You're like, who?
Wham. Okay. It's George Michael's duo.
Last Christmas, I gave her my heart.
I can't do what song. Wait up before you go. Yeah.
No? Okay, all right.
Oh, boy.
Amy, there are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers on the board.
Mm-hmm. Milli Vanilli.
That is
a duo.
You know what? Not a bad guess, but way wrong.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
But not a bad guess.
Dude, I heard their song at the grocery store the other day.
Blame it on the rain. Yeah. All right, Lunchbox, 5 left.
Yeah, Tina and that jerk.
Tina and Ike. All right. Okay. Now, our 3rd
round.
Who
voted on this?
This is the 2,000 Bible Show listeners.
Idiots.
That's how we've said it.
Wait a second.
There are 5 answers left. So, Brooks and Dunn are at 1. Dan and Shay are at 3. Florida Georgia Line's at 5. Simon and Garfunkel are at 7. And the Judds are at 10. Eddie, you have 23 points. Points are tripled. Last round.
Oh, my gosh. I think he just gave me a great idea. He called all our listeners idiots. Give me the Raging Idiots.
Huge. Raging Idiots.
Yeah!
Wow!
Number 4.
Wow.
For
12 points.
That's good.
What, Lunchbox? No, thank you, dude. That was amazing. Hall and Oates.
Show me Hall and Oates.
Dang it.
Number 2.
Hall and Oates. The Lunchbox, you do know.
Yeah, that one guy came in.
Dreams come true.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, here we go. My last one. Lunchbox and Abby.
Lunchbox and Abby.
No, nothing.
We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on social media. By the way, there's still enough points to win, Amy.
I know.
Who is the best musical duo?
They've got nothing.
Like Dolly and Kenny Rogers.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, Dolly and Kenny. Well, they did have
songs in the stream.
That is what we are.
Okay.
Lunchbox, for the, you can win too, but you got to get all 3 of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Here's the problem. I don't even know if this is a duo. But I saw them on a boat. I thought they were a local band. People were freaking out. They're called the Doobie Brothers.
They're a full band. That's not wrong.
No idea. My other one
with 41 points, you're the winner. Nice job, you dominated.
I have Brothers Osborne.
Yeah, that would have been
that's my best gosh. One.
That would have been number 8 answer was Brothers Osborne. Put Lunchbox right back in it.
I don't know that's why, all I had, how though. I didn't think of that.
Why didn't you pick that one?
There are two other answers.
Why?
Tim and Faith.
So Dolly and Kenny's not a stretch.
No, musical duo. It okay. doesn't say they have to be a band.
Okay.
All right.
And then Sugarland.
That's a duo.
That's a duo.
Give me door number 2. Door number 2, baby, for the money.
Open up door number 2.
Oh, no. What was it, 3?
If I would have opened up door number 3.
So stupid. So dumb. I would have normally gotten 3.
Hey, but you won.
Hey, I won the game.
You won the game. That's right. Nice job. There he is. I'm winner, Eddie. Abby, did you steal a shirt from Lunchbox?
A shirt?
Okay, so you don't even know what this is.
No.
He claims you stole a shirt from him.
I have no shirt. I don't even know.
He's usually the one that leaves stuff. If they leave something, he takes it home with him.
Like a shirt you were wearing here? Why would you just have like a random shirt?
So last minute, I couldn't go to the Nashville soccer game. One of my kids broke out in a rash. And I thought, okay, who is going to have nothing to do? And last minute, let me think. So I hit up Abby. I know she likes sports. I was like, hey, do you want tickets to the National?
Well, that was nice of you. You'd have to go through that whole, let me think who the biggest loser is. Just to be like, I thought Abby'd want to go.
Right, I thought Abby'd want to go. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And so I hit up Abby. I was like, hey, do you want to take your boyfriend to the game? You know, night out on me. And she's like, let me check. And she goes, I'll take him. So she goes to the game.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was so fun. I've never been to a game.
And she texts me. She goes, oh my gosh, we had such a blast. I caught a shirt they threw in the crowd.
Oh.
And I said, you mean you're bringing me that shirt because that's my shirt? And she was like,
how is it your shirt? She caught it.
She ain't catching that shirt if it ain't for me. Those are my seats. So she owes me the Nashville SC shirt that she caught in my seats.
Wait, what?
Was it a nice shirt?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It has the mascot on it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And who caught it, you or your boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay.
But I was making eye contact with the coyote. I was like, come on, pass it to me.
And he tried.
I don't think he would have thrown it to you.
Oh, he would have thrown it. I mean, he threw it right to my seat.
Well, the question is, if she's in Lunchbox's seat, does she owe him the shirt?
Yes, no. 100%.
Let's vote. Let's take this to a vote. There's 5 voting panel. Amy?
No.
Eddie?
No, he wasn't there. It's not his shirt.
Yeah, it's not his shirt. Morgan?
No.
Ray?
What? Yeah, it's not even close. He gave up all of his rights by giving her the tickets to the event. Whatever right. happens with the event is associated with those tickets.
Yeah, I agree. No, you're a 0-5. Worst Supreme Court case ever.
Are you serious right
she
now?
Would not even, I can't she even would not have the opportunity to catch a shirt if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, but
so
maybe
anything
they only
that happens to her, if let's say she's going to the game, and the only reason she's going to the game is because you, and she buys a lottery ticket, wins $1,000.
Probably owes me $500.
Okay.
Well, let's reverse it. What if she's at the game and she's gets a parking ticket? Do you have to pay it?
Ooh.
Oh.
No, because she parked illegally.
Oh, well.
If she wouldn't have been there, one for you, giving her the tickets.
Exactly.
Right?
Interesting.
So what is your case here?
So my case is, due to the circumstances of my kid getting a rash, I gave you the lifetime opportunity of seeing a game. Your first game, right?
Mm-hmm. Lifetime opportunity?
Right. Yeah.
Opportunity of a lifetime.
Yes, I opened a new horizon for her, mm-hmm. an experience she's never had.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that you got the shirt is because of me, so it should be my shirt.
Mm.
Why do you want the shirt so bad? Just buy a shirt.
Yeah, you don't even know what it looks like.
It could may not even fit you.
Okay. Right, if it don't fit me, it don't fit her.
It's her boyfriend.
But who kept the shirt?
Well, I have it now because I like it. Why not? It's kind of big for me. It's actually probably.
Will you please wear it to work the next couple days?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please
wear
your shirt to work.
I would love to.
Okay. I'm sorry. Everybody voted you down on this one.
It's not even one vote.
No, it's kind of dumb.
No, man.
Scuba.
Scuba's in the green room talking with the guests.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, but I'll take tickets anytime you want to give them away. Hey,
you were off the list.
Because she caught a shirt and didn't give it to you?
I mean, that's like saying if you...
No, okay, here we go. What's your analogy before we go? Go ahead. Oh, you don't have one. He's almost... He doesn't have one.
When you get the breath, there's nothing there.
He doesn't have one. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's like if you gave up your tickets to Arkansas football,
mm-hmm.
and I caught a football in the stand.
I wouldn't say give me the football. Oh, I'd say nice job catching the football. And that wasn't even really an analogy. It was the exact same scenario.
Exactly, but I wanted to turn it on you to see how you'd feel.
Okay.
If someone stole something from
you. Keep the shirt. Please wear it.
Okay,
please
I will.
It a couple days. So Abby is now a thief.
Okay, no, Abby is within her rights. What's the most clutter-filled place of your house?
I have this closet under my stairs.
Oh, so it's where nobody can see, so stuff goes there. You'll get back to it later, finger quotes.
Yeah, there's lots of things under there. And that's also where we have, like, all of our wires and things, like, plugged in. And so I ended up throwing lots of technology stuff back there, too. It's a mess.
Even that you don't even know what it is, but, like, in case I need it.
Exactly.
This weird plug with three prongs, which I do that crap all the time. Mm-hmm. Mine's probably the garage, but over the last, like, 3 days, I've probably gotten rid of 80% of stuff in the garage.
Gotten rid of?
Yeah. Chunked. We got a trailer, like a little trailer, filled it with stuff, and then a guy that we know that hauls off stuff, it does a bunch of stuff around the house that I can't do because I'm not a real man, he took it all off.
Not a real man.
Nah. Not in any way. I'm okay then.
He's cool with
that.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really masculine at all when it comes to fixing things. Like, we have a man that comes to the house.
The man of the house.
That does the man stuff. Yeah, we call him the man of the house.
Why do I need to borrow him?
Yeah, he has the garage. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a 58-year-old grandmother in Canada, she set the world planking record for women.
That she's ripped.
Yeah.
Because planking is where you put your elbows on the ground and you hold it tight.
Mm-hmm. She held it for 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
4 hours.
That's crazy.
30 minutes and 11 seconds.
She's a grandma, too.
Wow. That's 10 minutes longer than the record that was set back in 2019.
But you really probably get your most like, those 50-year-olds that run, like, that's, like, their prime, those late 40 to 50-year-olds. So, those marathon runners... But, man, that's a long time.
Well, her son was talking to Guinness and said, yeah, for as long as he remembers mom. By the time he woke up, his mom had already ran 4 miles.
Yeah, I'm looking at her. She also, I mean, yeah, she has no fat in her body. And there's a big timer on the wall behind her, like a digital screen. And I just think the 1 second after I break the record, that's when my body starts to shake.
But yeah, she went 10 minutes longer.
No, I know. But even then, like, why not go 3 hours? Because it's probably your body probably feels different. Like, as soon as you break it, there's a whole brain thing going, okay, you've already broke the record, and now it gets harder automatically. It's like the last 0.2 mile when you're running on the treadmill. Like, all the rest of it, it's kind of sucked. But when you get to the end, you're like, oh, God, this is never going to end. It gets to feeling pretty miserable. Good for her.
Yeah, her name is Donna Jean Wilde. And I did look at the record for men, too, in case any of y'all are interested in breaking it.
We're not. I don't even want to hear it. That's how uninterested I am. I don't want to feel like a loser.
Well, 9 hours, 38 minutes, and 47 seconds.
I don't understand how your body can do that.
Training.
But get bored, fall asleep.
It's not like, even get bored, but like your
get
back
thirsty.
Is everything.
That's why I hate treadmills, though, but getting bored. Or even marathons. Like, it's a different muscle to keep your brain from not going, I'm so over this, I want to quit. Like, damn. That itself is a skill. Mm-hmm. All right, good for her. All right, I wonder what... Think she got any endorsement deals? Or she just trained on that and it's over now? Like, does she keep training? All right, what else?
Well, speaking of the body, butt cleavage is the latest celeb trend. And you're seeing that on the red carpet. And I'm like, why is this a thing? Please don't make it a thing. And I hope young people don't follow, like, Katy Perry, Noah Cyrus.
Plumber's been doing this for years.
Oh, for
right?
Sure.
Right? These celebrities act like today. We're doing butt cleavage. Oh, yeah. Hank, who's from Lakeside, used to come over to Mountain Pine, do some plumbing. He had butt cleavage way before red carpet.
Yeah, like Noah Cyrus apparently was sporting it at Paris Fashion Week, and then Katy Perry at the Billboard Women in Music Awards. And
always stealing from the common man, acting like it's their own.
Zendaya at the Dune premiere. I'm like, ugh, hope that passes.
This is not dudes, though. Like, if Aladdin shows up at the ACMs with butt cleavage.
That's going to be a problem. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Mishka is a terrier mix from San Diego, and last July, Mishka went to work with her owner, and somewhere during the workday, Mishka gets out the door, walks off, never comes back. The owner's like, oh my gosh, can't find Mishka. This was last July. They put out thousands of flyers, put it on Facebook, nothing. Update, last week, somebody found a stray dog in Michigan. and call the police. Said there's a stray dog in my front yard. Can you come get it? In Michigan.
And also, why would you call the police for a stray dog?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they called the animal control, got the dog, found out that it had a chip. They scanned the chip. This all connected them back to the owner in San Diego. And now Mishka is on its way home.
So either Mishka was stolen or Mishka got on a truck somewhere.
Yeah, no idea.
Because no way Mishka went fully homeward bound. She ain't big enough.
But I mean, 8 months, that's enough time to walk all the way to Michigan, I would think.
Not this dog ain't surviving in 8 months.
Got a ride.
Crazy. Like, even homeward bound, you're talking about a lab, right? And it's big-ish.
Homeward bound.
And it found friends. And
right,
that's
all that.
That's a great story. I bet the family was so happy when they got the call. I bet they were even like, are we sure? Send me a picture. Hold a newspaper up beside it. Prove that it's this day.
That's Mishka.
Yeah, that's Mishka.
Hey, and I found out that news story on the AP news site.
Did you guys get in trouble for not sourcing stuff?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I was just sure we need to say sources.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I always say the sources.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. I saw it on AP news.
Okay. That's courtesy of the AP news, man.
No, it's just like you guys are being extra about it. I'm
what
glad.
Do you mean?
Did you guys get in trouble? Did somebody talk to you about it?
No.
I think you're lying. I just want to let
you guys know.
I just started thinking, man, how would I know news from Hawaii?
Scuba, did they get in trouble?
Kahan, too.
We haven't got to yet, but I think Eddie was the one who told a story last week about someone had a kidney transplant. That person reached out, and he said all the facts were completely wrong. So I needed to have things cited.
Yeah,
now.
Let's cite it. So if anything about Mishka's wrong, I read on AP News.
The thing about the kidney transplant, though, is the facts could have actually been right. Eddie just could have like read them wrong.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, happens.
But we don't know because I didn't cite that one.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what it's all about. Good job.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.